You've got legal issues.
We have attorneys that focus on helping solve legal problems. Let's talk.
You're listening to AttorneyTalkRadio.com. Here is your show host, Brian French.
Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to Attorney Talk Radio. Today, our special guest is Will Ridings, and Will is a consumer bankruptcy attorney with RidingsLawFirm.com. Practices in the Brentwood area, which is only 10 minutes or so from St. Louis. Will has a degree in law from St. Louis University Law School and has approximately 16 years of experience in helping people with personal bankruptcy. Will, welcome to the Attorney Talk Radio Show.
Thank you very much, Brian. Glad to be here.
Glad you could join us. Will, one of the important things when people are thinking about bankruptcy is they always kind of think of the worst case scenario. When people go through bankruptcy, do they lose everything?
Well, that's a really good question, Brian. And most of our clients don't lose anything. And The laws vary from state to state. Every state has exemptions that protect certain kinds of property. And for example, Missouri law, there's exemptions that'll protect such things as your house, your car, your truck, household goods and furnishings, your retirement accounts, IRAs, cash values, and life insurance policies. So for most people, they get to keep all of their things.
And I guess it kind of depends on the form of bankruptcy that they'll be filing to, whether it's a bankruptcy liquidation or one that is a payment type plan, right? We'll get into that maybe a little bit later. So does that matter?
Well, a Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan where you do definitely get to keep all of your assets. And a Chapter 7 is a liquidation plan where most people get to keep everything in a Chapter 7. But if there's extra stuff that someone has that's not exempt, bankruptcy is designed to give people a fresh start, not a head start. So you can't have a $10,000 car, for example, paid for and then discharge all of your debt and get to keep your $10,000 car. You get a $3,000 exemption in a car.
Right. Okay, great. I know people who are contemplating bankruptcy or under a tremendous amount of stress, and some of them feel very, very guilty about the circumstances. In many cases, it's well beyond their control given real estate prices and the general economy and people losing jobs and maybe having health care bills. What would you tell people about bankruptcy so they can address this kind of head on and not be the kind of painful thing that most people kind of believe it is?
Well, Brian, that's a good question. About 90% of bankruptcies are caused by things that are out of our control, like a divorce, a health situation, or loss of income. So bankruptcy is a financial tool that's used to rebuild someone's credit after one of these life-changing events has happened to them and their credit may have taken some dings that are temporary. In fact, filing bankruptcy could be the very best thing that happens to your credit once it's been damaged, and especially your credit score, because bankruptcy gets rid of all the debts that you can't afford. And by getting rid of the debts that you can't afford, it does two things. One, it puts you in a position that you can handle more credit. And two, and even more important, it lets you get back to paying the rest of your debts on time. So if you don't get back to paying your debts on time, you'll never have a high credit score. Okay. If you want a credit score of 720 or higher, start with a bankruptcy. Besides having less debts to pay after a bankruptcy, makes you look more attractive to banks, credit card companies, and other lenders.
Well, that really kind of turns a situation around for somebody and gives them a lot of hope towards the future, and you know, probably at a time where they, you know, didn't think they, you know, had much in the way of flexibility. But so there is you know, life after bankruptcy, huh?
Yes, definitely.
I know one of the misconceptions is that only, you know, kind of deadbeat people file for bankruptcy, and what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's just not true, Brian. Most people that file for bankruptcy are good, honest, hardworking people just like you and me, and they file as a last resort after months or even years of struggling to pay back their bills. You're just completely wrong in thinking that you're a deadbeat if you file for bankruptcy. That's what collection agencies or creditors try to tell people, because they want to get more money and more fees and make themselves rich. But if you need to file, filing bankruptcy is one of the most positive, responsible, honorable, and noble steps you can take on behalf of your family and your family's future happiness and prosperity. Famous people like Donald Trump have filed for bankruptcy. He's come back pretty well, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so. I don't think he ever stopped flying around in helicopters either.
I don't think so.
Is it true that you can only file bankruptcy once in your lifetime, or what are the rules and laws regarding how often you can file bankruptcy?
It's not true that you can only file for bankruptcy once. You can get a discharge in a Chapter 7 once every 8 years. And as far as filing a Chapter 7 after filing a Chapter 13 and getting a discharge, the wait is only 6 years, computed from the date that you filed until the date that you file the next Chapter 7. If you have a Chapter 13 case that's dismissed, you can actually file another Chapter 13 immediately. The way that that's used a lot of times is if there's a foreclosure situation or a wage garnishment situation, or a creditor is trying to repossess a car or something, you can file a Chapter 13 and stop all those collection activities. And if you're unable to afford those payments after about 2 or 3 or 6 months or however long, and that case gets dismissed, you get another chance to reorganize, and you can file another Chapter 13 without even waiting.
Very good, very good. We're speaking to Will Ridings, and Will is an attorney at law with the Ridings Law Firm. You can reach Will directly at telephone number 314-968-1313. Will has over 16 years of helping people with personal bankruptcy. His direct email address is writingslaw2010@yahoo.com. And if you're in the Brentwood area or outside just west of St. Louis, you can call him. And, Will, you do offer a consultation for people who are considering bankruptcy. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Brian. We work by appointment only, and we do offer a free consultation for anybody who has questions or would like to have their particular situation analyzed by a professional. We offer a free consultation.
Very good. Will, what would you say to people who say, I can't file bankruptcy because I have no money and I can't afford to file bankruptcy? What would you say to those folks?
Well, most people think that they can't afford to file bankruptcy because they can't afford to pay their bills. But when a person or a couple decides that they're going to file a bankruptcy, the money that's used to make payments on their credit cards, for example, or their car payment or house payment, they can use it to pay a bankruptcy attorney. For example, if you're paying a credit card, the minimum payments, it's going to take you 30 years to pay off the credit cards because of interest. Yeah. So when you stop paying the credit cards, you can use that money to pay for bankruptcy and be out of debt in 3 to 4 months.
Wow, that is a solution. Most people believe it's very, very hard to file bankruptcy. Is that the case?
Not when you file with an experienced bankruptcy attorney. Ridings Law Firm, you've already mentioned it. We've been practicing bankruptcy for over 16 years. We've helped people to eliminate over $15 million worth of debt. And we've helped families and individuals get the fresh start that they deserved.
Wow, that's great. Does filing for bankruptcy, what is the process as far as credit? Are people's credit kind of sunk for 10 years, or is there a recovery process that's a bit faster than that?
Well, there's actually two concepts that a lot of people get confused with each other. The one concept is that a bankruptcy is a public record, and those get reported on your credit report for up to 10 years. What it gets confused with is rebuilding your credit and getting your credit score back up to a 700 or better. That can be done within 12 months simply by taking a few steps and paying back whatever debt you get in the future, pay it back on time and live within your means. You can rebuild a credit score of 700 or above within 12 months after a bankruptcy discharge.
Now, I know a lot of credit card companies, they kind of come and try to consult with people or so to deal with their credit issues. Is that something that consumers should, you know, should they negotiate with a credit card company, or should they get a representation and work with an attorney?
Well, the harsh reality, Brian, is that even if you work things out with a credit card company, you might not ever be able to eliminate all the debt that you have, and you're continuing to make them rich because they're continuing to charge 29% interest, fees, and penalties. I've had clients that have repaid the debt that they borrowed from a credit card company three or four times, wow, and they are still making minimum payments and never going to get out of debt. It's a lot better to have a solution with an end in sight, a certain end in sight, than working with credit card companies that don't have your best interests in mind.
Right. They're businesses, and they're maximizing profits run by or for shareholders. I'm sure there are some things that that credit card companies do that most people would like to find out about, and credit card companies would probably like to keep private. What are some of those things about credit and credit card companies that people should know about?
Well, Brian, that's a good question. I have a list of the top five things that the credit industry doesn't want you to find out about. Here's what they are. Number one, bankruptcy stops a foreclosure immediately on the day that you file a petition. Second, the interest rate on your car will be reduced to the court-ordered interest rate, which is currently 4.75%. Right. Number three, many IRS debts can also be eliminated through bankruptcy. Number four, once you file a Missouri Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, your creditors must stop all collection efforts, and this includes lawsuits, garnishments, and harassing telephone calls. Number five, even though creditors paid lobbyists a lot of money to revise the bankruptcy laws in 2005, most people still qualify for a Missouri Chapter 7 bankruptcy. This is the liquidation bankruptcy that will completely eliminate most of your unsecured debts.
Wow, that's something. Now, one of the interesting things that I notice is that you actually have a book that people could download by going to writingslawfirm.com. Is that right?
Yes, we have a free ebook that you can download. There's a lot of good information and good stories in there about people who file for bankruptcy and how it's helped them to rebuild their credit and rebuild their lives.
That's great. And people who are interested in Will Writing's book, the book is called The Nuts and Bolts of Bankruptcy, and you can get to that book by going to writingslawfirm.com and just simply sign up, and you'll be able to download that book. We're talking to Will Writings, and Will has over 16 years of experience in helping people in the St. Louis area deal with personal bankruptcy. Will, what is that process like? Obviously, it starts with people coming in and Then they obviously have to bring in some paperwork to kind of show all the different debts. Can you walk us through maybe the first few steps of what dealing with serious debt issues and working with you is like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I get asked that question a lot. The easiest way to do it, which is how we try to keep it at Ridings Law Firm as easy as possible, is if you have 2 months of current paycheck stubs, a list of your creditors, name, address, and account number, and the last year's tax return that you filed, we can get a very good picture of your financial situation and the needs, what's happening as far as the creditors calling you and harassing you, and just the knowledge that you know you're never going to be able to get out of debt if you keep doing the same thing that you're doing, and you've been trying to do it for months or years. The very first step is just getting a good needs analysis of what's going on in your particular situation, and then we can come up with a plan of action to get you out of debt and get up to a 700 credit score in a year.
Wow, that's great. Will, thank you for being on the Attorney Talk Radio Show. It's great having you on our show. And people can contact Will directly by calling him at area code 314-968-1313. And you can reach Will directly through email at writingslaw2010@yahoo.com. That's writings, R-I-D-I-N-G-S, law, L-A-W, 2010@yahoo.com. And most certainly you're welcome to call, set an appointment. Will, thank you for being on the Attorney Talk Radio Show. I think you offer a great opportunity to be able to give people the hope that they need to move on with their lives and deal with the stressful situation of personal bankruptcy.
Well, thank you for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to AttorneyTalkRadio.com with your show host, Brian French. Remember to download and share this episode on social media with your tribe. AttorneyTalkRadio.com.